نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فكهنا في الدين، اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله today we will cover Surah Al-Fatiha ayahs 3 and 4. We begin with the word translation. مالكي يوم الدين. مالكي, master, owner. This word is also used in Urdu to indicate owner of a house or one who owns something. Yomi, of day. Ad-deen. Deen means reward and recompense or payment. Iyaka. Whenever it comes, it means only yours. It's a form of a pronoun and it means yours, only yours. Now, if you break up Iyaka, Iya, only, ka, yours. Na'budu. Na'budu is from the root word ayn, the, dal. It is important to note that all the letters of the root have to be a certain or specific root. Extra letters are added to the root to modify its meaning, such as ya'budun, ibad. These are examples of the words with the same root, ayn, bal, da, abud. The sequence of the letters ayn, bal, da is the same in these letters. If we break up the letter na'budu, take the noon, circle the noon, and write we. A'budu means worship. The wa indicates and. The sta'in. The root of this word is aun. Ayn waw noon, which means help. The iyaka nasta'in, yours alone. Nasta'in, noon indicating we. And in the present or future tense. Now going back to the root, ayn, waw, noon, what happened to the waw in the root? Since it's a weak letter,
as a vowel in English,
the other weak or odd letters in Arabic are alif, ya, and waw, and they get dropped while all others do not. Now where is seeking help indicated? The seen and ta. The seen and the ta indicate seeking help.
So if we look at the word again, nasta'in, noon, or na, we, seen ta, we seek, ayn ya noon, help. So we seek your help. Alhamdulillah.